Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
The remarkable hearing of the fly is inspiring scientific advances. Neil Hall, assistant professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, is attempting to mimic the fly's hearing process and improve on microphone technology.
About 40 years ago, scientists working in a field lab in Austin, Texas, discovered that a predatory fly, known as the Ormia ochratia, is able to locate crickets by listening for the male cricket's mating song. The fact that the fly is able to precisely locate the cricket using its song is so remarkable that it has inspired researchers to develop technologies that imitate the fly's hearing. Recently, we created the first hearing device that is identical in size and function to the special fly's hearing organ, which is vastly superior to humans. People can crudely determine the location of a sound source by taking advantage of the small difference in arrival time of sound waves between our left and right ears. The fly's ears are only 1.5 millimeters apart, and these differences are just 4 millionths of a second. What the fly accomplishes is in some ways equivalent to a person experiencing an earthquake in California and using their 2 feet to determine that the epicenter of the quake was in Chile. A team of researchers discovered that the fly accomplishes this task using a hearing organ that resembles a microscopic teeter-totter, similar to what you'd find in a children's playground. Sound waves travel through the air and hit one side of the teeter-totter just slightly before the other side, setting it into a rocking motion. The mechanism hears only in preferred directions along the axis of the teeter-totter. 4 decades after the fly's superhearing power was first discovered, we aim to apply these mimics to develop hearing aids that can pinpoint a speaker of interest in a noisy restaurant while filtering out background noise that degrades speech and can be painful to the eardrums. We believe this technology could also be useful on the battlefield, where it can be used to find the location of hidden snipers.
That was Neil Hall of the University of Texas at Austin.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.